listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Reason to believe in anything at all, too far gone without. song.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from Key of Awesome Music, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's program is brought to you by me. just like being silly, I hear a lot of podcasts and it's always brought to you or sponsored by somebody. We are just sponsoring ourselves here. Hope you're doing well. Today is Thursday, June 11th, as I'm recording this. It is really raining outside. We're supposed to get thunderstorms this afternoon, so had a little bit of a break in the action, if you will, right now, and wanted to do a quick little update for you. So things are starting to sort of get back to normal here. Not so much 100% yet, but it looks like that on the 15th, which is in a few days, June 15th, there will be more things opening. It looks like some wineries and maybe possibly breweries and restaurants will be able to be open for outdoor seating. The stay-at-home order has been lifted in the state of New Jersey, which means more people are able to get back to work, those who want to and are able to, and the companies that they used to work for or hopefully are going to work for in the future will hire them back or hire them to begin with. And then it looks like the week after that, on June 22nd, maybe some barbershops will open, some more closer areas. I know that there are a few churches that have already opened for doing in-person masses, which is really cool. And there's definitely been drive-through communion and outdoor masses in parking lots of churches. So it's been some new developments, and I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. In addition to that, we at Key of Awesome Music have been really putting the pedal to the metal, if you will. Still doing many sessions a day, a couple Facebook Lives, 8:30 a.m. in the morning, somewhere between 2 and 4 p.m. in the afternoon, one in the mornings for the kids, one in the afternoons for really everybody, featured artists of the day in the afternoon. We're doing a lot of one-on-one lessons. We've actually increased our one-on-one lessons during this time to now give one-on-one lessons to 14 individuals. Some of them are private pay. Some of them are through a company called PPL, which stands for Public Partnerships, and they're the fiscal intermediary. They basically reimburse a service provider like myself who provides services for those who have developmental disabilities over the age of 21 that have an SDR and a behavior plan put into place. They have a budget that they can use for different services, and they could choose to use it for music, which is really cool. And so we fall into that category. So we have 14 individual lessons. Before all this started, we only had 10. And so I've taken on 3 myself, and one of my employees has taken on a new one, which is really cool. We're doing all virtual group sessions. So there's nothing that's happening in person with group sessions, rightfully so because of everything going on. We're still at about half capacity with our group sessions. Some of the places just have not been able to sustain doing something during this time, or be able to actually, or have it so that everybody can meet at the same place at the same time online. They don't really have that capability of working within the internet, and some of the individuals that a couple of these companies serve and support, they don't really have the means to be having the internet and using it for this sort of thing on various devices. So we're about like half capacity at that, where we've increased our, like I said, our one-on-one lessons, and we've been doing some pre-recorded performances for a couple places. I've actually gotten a couple emails over the last few days from nursing homes that want to have me back, believe it or not, in the next month or two. And it would be on like an outdoor patio sort of thing, so playing outside for their residents, which is really cool. So that's kind of nice to see that things are happening more in person. I have a gig playing at the end of July
at Old York Cellars on July 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a Friday night, and that'll be outside as well, so you can have a little bit more social distancing with that. Recently joined Curbside Concerts, which is a really cool initiative started by a couple people in Colorado during the social distancing time we're in, to basically have a musician show up at your driveway, drive to where you are, you pay in advance on PayPal or Venmo, and then you could actually leave virtual tips as well when you're there. And they basically plug into your electricity. So basically you got to run an extension cord from your house all the way down your driveway to them, and you could do a socially distant, basically, house concert. You know, some of these things happen in person. I've actually played at a couple which are pretty neat in somebody's home, but now it's like you're playing outside the home, kind of for the neighborhood and for whoever's over that person's house. So kind of neat, and you do it an hour at a time. And today, June 11th, is the first day that they are really booking artists for that. So that's kind of a cool development. They run in conjunction with Busking Down the House, which has been a really cool online platform on Facebook, a group that I've been a part of since we first started this social distancing due to the coronavirus pandemic. And I've been every single Monday and Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. I have a show that I do for kids on that Facebook group, and usually gets a couple hundred views and a bunch of new people who have not heard of me before exposed to a whole new group of people, which is cool, you know. So shout out growing the fan base, growing the followers and likes, what have you, on Facebook and different social media platforms. So I've also discovered this really cool platform called Restream. So it's restream.io, where I could be on multiple different social media platforms at the same time in a video format, and it broadcasts to all of them at the same time. So I do my afternoon featured artist section, and it's on my personal Facebook page, the company Facebook page. I set up a Twitch page for the company as well as a YouTube Live. So it goes to all those different platforms at the same time, which is really cool. So that's been neat to kind of build a little bit of more exposure online in that way, and be able to use that, just that cool platform. It's really easy. You just go into restream.io, set up an account, and connect your various accounts that you have. So it's really, there's been a lot of neat growth and things that I probably would not have been looking into had this pandemic not happened. So that's been a good thing, to kind of branch out and look at things differently and kind of take like an outsider's point of view and look back on what we're doing and what's working, what's not working, what people are comfortable with, what they're not comfortable with. Really learning a lot about people's true colors during this time. So it's been very informative and educational and just fun. And yes, there are some times that it's been stressful because a piece of equipment will break or part of an instrument will break and I got to fix this, that, and the other thing. But for the most part, it's been pretty challenging, but challenging in a good way, fun, creative. I've written a few songs in this time. I've written probably close to 10 songs during this time. One I was for a special project, which is really cool. It's called The Love and Peace Sign. It's by an author named Jeffrey, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, Antonucci, I think, Jeff Antonucci. And he asked me, basically commissioned me on a pro bono basis to create a song about the sign that he has, which is within a book that he wrote called Deep Within a Blueberry Sky, which is available online. And you can buy it hardcover, softcover, I believe. So that was really cool to write a song for that project. He's got a really neat thing he's looking to do in July. So hopefully by the time this comes out, it will be out there. And so wrote a song and recorded just acoustic guitar, a couple tracks and a bunch of vocal tracks with some harmonies. And I wanted a sort of more of like an intimate stripped down version of a song rather than all the bells and whistles with everything else that you can add in it. So that was fun. To do that on a project basis. So these are all these things that have been going on during this time over the last time I've updated too. Some of this stuff is similar, but some of it's a little bit different where I've added in some new updates. So pretty cool. So that's where we're at right now with the company. Hopefully looking forward to getting into places more in person again, rather than just behind a computer screen or an iPad screen or a phone screen, really using all these different types of apps and video chat services, heavily on FaceTime and Zoom, using Google Meet or Google Classroom. We've used House Party, we've used Skype, and we're not opposed to be using anything that anybody is comfortable using. So that's cool in that growth area there. And we're still doing our Key of Awesome Music online session for free on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. That's going to go to the end of this month. And then I think we're going to just cap it at the end of the month and just say, all right, we'll have fun in the summer on your own sort of thing. We're getting moving into doing some virtual programming for specific places that have been promoting us. Club Dreams has been really great. They are going to be promoting the free Facebook Live events that we have every day to their 500 families that they serve and support and coordinate with in Mercer County. So that's really, really cool to have be put on a mailing list with maybe potentially 500 different families that could watch or at least know of our name now and know a little bit more about what we do, and as well as the Key of Awesome Music online fest that we do that has been happening every Friday at 10 a.m. on Zoom. So really cool. Super excited to see what the future will hold, and looking ahead to, we had a few things planned at the end of summer into the fall that were supposed to be in person, almost like conferences or special events. I'm not sure if they're happening. I haven't heard from these places, so hopefully those will still kind of happen, even though, you know, we had sort of solidified a couple of them right before the pandemic happened. So hopefully these places will be in touch with us again so that we can, you know, do some good stuff in person, even if it's a little bit of a distance. So that's it for today, guys. So hope you enjoyed it, some of these updates. Hope you're doing well, staying happy and healthy as we go into summer and start enjoying more of the outdoors. I know we've been doing a lot of that as a family lately, going to a lot of lakes and parks and different state forests and hikes and just doing some fun things up on the beach. So it's been cool. Have a great day, and we will talk to each other hopefully sooner rather than later in person. All right, this is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Make this the kind of love that we've been dreaming of. We'll and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive. And everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see, we're slowly coming. Forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise and sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.